But before God, no matter which commandment,
都是包裹在爱神的里面,
it is included in loving God.
如果人爱神, 也爱灵舍,
if a man loves God and loves he has fulfilled all the commandments.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们看见在神的工作的里面,
we see that in the work of God,
只有一个,
there's only one.
从神开始在创世的时候, 创世,
and from the time he created the earth,
一直到我们的主再回来,
now until he returns,
所有神的工作都只有一个,
and all God's work is only one.
他要我们信靠他的爱,
he wants us to believe and trust his son, beloved son.
恐怕在我们普通的观念里头,
perhaps in our ordinary thinking,
工作与信心是两件不同的事情,
work and believing are two different things.
什么叫做工作呢?
What is work?
罗马书第十章告诉我们,
Romans chapter 10 tells us,
做工的工价不算是恩典,
and when the worker receives wage, it is not grace.
这是他应当得着的,
this is something that he should have.
这是工作,
this is work.
我们或者传福音,
perhaps we go out to preach the gospel.
我们知道从这个十八世纪,
from the time of 18th century,
人就开始注意到传福音,
men started to pay attention to preaching the gospel.
我们要到普天下去,
we want to go all over the world to preach the gospel,
叫万民做他的门徒,
that all men could be his disciples.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
当我们仔细读马太福音28章,
but when we really read carefully Matthew chapter 28,
所谓主的大的使命,
the so-called Great Commission,
就是说你们要到普天下去,
he said you should go to all the world.
做什么呢?
To do what?
去传福音,
to preach the gospel.
叫万人得救,
that all men can be saved.
我是不是把神的话说错了?
Now did I say anything wrong?
因为神的话不是说我们要到普天下去传福音,
because the word of God did not say that we should go all over the world to preach the gospel,
叫万人得救,
that all men can be saved,
好像天堂太空了,
as if the heaven is too empty.
所以你要去传福音呢, 把人救到天堂去,
so you want to preach the gospel to bring men to the heaven.
但是你仔细读主的使命,
but if you really read the commission of the Lord,
他是说你们要到普天下去,
he says, you go to all over the world,
叫万民做我的门徒,
to make men my disciples.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主要我们做他的门徒,
the Lord wants us to be his disciples.
换一句话说,
in another word,
我们所注意的是福音的起头,
what we have paid attention is the beginning of the gospel.
人怎么样能悔改, 从罪恶里归向主,
how can men repent and return from sin to the Lord?
当然这是重要的,
of course this is very important.
但是这不过是开始,
but this is only the beginning.
神所注意的是那个结局,
what the Lord pays attention to is the end.
神要救我们到一个地步,
God wants to save us to an extent,
叫我们被磨成
that we can be conformed to the image of his son.
好像在罗马书第八章所说的,
as it is said in Romans chapter 8,
凡是神所预先知道的,
what God has foreknown,
就预先定归他们,
he has predestined them,
要被磨成 他儿子的形象。
To be conformed the image to the image of his son.
凡是神所预先知道。
What God has foreknown.
他就预先拣选他们。
He chose them.
他说拣选呢，就称他们为义。
What he has chosen, he justifies.
他说称为义的人，就叫他们成圣。
Whom he has justified, he will sanctify.
什么叫做成圣呢？
Or what does it mean by sanctify?
成圣就是像神。
To be sanctified is to be like God.
有神的性情。
Has the nature of God.
罗成基督的形象。
Being conformed to the image of Christ.
所以这个是神所注意的。
So this is what the Lord pays attention.
表面上看来，工作是一件事。
On the surface, the work seems to be one thing.
信心是另外一件事。
Faith seems to be another thing.
但是严格地说来，
But strictly speaking,
工作与信心是一件事。
Work and faith are one thing.
神说，这是神的工。
God said,This is the work of God.
你要信神的儿子。
Believe in the Son of God.
所以从这句话里我们可以清楚地知道。
So from this word we can clearly know.
什么是神的工。
What is the work of God?
神的工作就是要我们信主耶稣。
The work of God is so that we can believe in Lord Jesus.
但是这个观念在我们里面好像不容易接受。
But this concept seems to be hard for us to accept.
因为我们一直听人在那里告诉我们。
Because we hear men say,
信心不是行为。
Faith is not work.
不是我们自己的工作。
Faith is not our work.
那是完全是恩典。
It's holy.The grace.
是从神那里来的。
It is what we receive from the Lord.
但是工作呢？
But works.
工作是要我们自己去做的。
The work is something for us to do.
那么怎么做呢？
How do we do?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们初初信主的时候。
When we first believe the Lord.
如果你的信主是真的。
If your faith is genuine.
我相信没有一个信主的人。
I believe there's not a single one who believes in the Lord.
就觉得说不要为主做一件事。
Feels that he doesn't have to do something for the Lord.
从前你是为着自己活着。
In the past, you live for yourself.
现在你信了主了。
Now you believe in the Lord.
自然而然在你里面觉得说你要为主做一点事情。
Now very naturally you feel you want to do something for the Lord.
我记得李特生弟兄。
I remember Brother Washburn.
当他蒙恩得救之后。
After he was saved.
他就觉得说应当为主做一件事。
He felt he should do something for the Lord.
所以那个时候他还在学校里面。
He was at school that time.
他看见他的同学就向他们传福音。
He saw his classmates, he preached gospel to them.
他对他们传福音到一个什么程度呢？
He preached gospel to them to an extent.
他的同学看见他来了就从旁边走掉了。
His classmates would just walk away when they see him coming.
都怕他。
They are afraid of him.
那么有一次他碰到 Miss Groves.
Once he met Miss Groves.
这个姊妹是我也认识
的。And I also knew this sister.
Miss Groves 就问他一个问题。
Miss Groves asked him a question.
他说你信主之后你救了多少人。
She said, after you believe in the Lord, how many have you saved?
他说一个都没有。
He said, none.
但是我已经尽我所能的了。
But he said, I have tried my best.
我向他们传福音。
I preach gospel to them.
他们不信是他们的事情。
They believe it's their own business.
与我无关。
And it has nothing to do with me.
那么 Miss Groves 就问他了。
Miss Groves asking
him. 那么你对他们传福音。
When you preach gospel to them.
有没有为他们祷告呢？
Have you prayed for them?
他说没有。
No.
所以 Miss Groove 就告诉你弟兄。
So Miss Groove told Brother Washman,
你要为他们祷告。
You have to pray for them.
好好的祷告。
To pray fervently for them.
然后向他们传福音。
And then preach gospel to them.
他听了他们的话。
Now he heard this word.
他就在一个本子上把他同学的名字写下来。
So he recorded his classmates' names in the book.
他就天天为他们祷告。
So he prayed for them every day.
感谢赞美神。
Thank and praise the Lord.
结果所有的同学都得救了，大概除了一个或者两个。
So all his classmates finally were saved except for one or two.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
就是我们为主传福音。
That even when we preach gospel for the Lord,
我们也往往靠着我们自己的能力。
We oftentimes depend on our own ability.
我记得我自己初出蒙恩的时候。
I remember myself after I was saved.
我虽然生长在基督教的家庭里。
Although I grew up in a Christian family.
我父亲是一个牧师。
My father was a missionary.
并且他很爱
的。A pastor. He loved the Lord.
我们家里头每天晚上有家庭聚会。
Now, every night we have a family meeting.
我常常为这件事情可惜。
And oftentimes I.
现在好像在基督徒的家庭里头，这个家庭的聚会啊都没有了。
They oftentimes feel that ashamed, a little bit ashamed, because nowadays we Christians don't have the family meeting now.
在我小的时候
When I was young,
我父亲有七个孩子
My father had seven children
他怎么忙到了吃晚饭之前
No matter how busy he was before dinner
他都是把我们召集在客厅里面
He would gather us together in the living room
我还记得很清楚
I still remember vividly
在桌子上有一本大的圣经
Now on the table there was a big Bible
他就在那里读一段给我们听。
And he would read one paragraph for us.
然后他叫我们都跪下来。
And then he asked all of us to kneel down.
他就带领我们祷告。
And he led all of us to pray.
我希奇为什么他不叫我们祷告。
I wondered why he did not ask us to pray.
因为他知道虽然我们是基督教家庭啊，这就还是问题。
Because he knew that even we grew up in the Christian family, whether we were safe or not, he wasn't sure.
我记得我得救之后，他就叫我祷告。
I remember after I was saved, he asked me to pray.
这个影响在我的身上一生不能忘记。
It left a very deep, lasting impression in me.
但是今天在基督徒的家庭里头。
But today in the family of Christians.
有多少的家庭还有这样的？
How many of us still have this kind of family meeting?
我感觉这个是需要恢复。
I feel that this is something we should recover.
我们今天看见我们的儿女长大。
Today we see our children growing up.
他们的光景实在叫人就是痛苦。
Their spiritual condition really caused grief to hearts.
完全没有属灵的训练。
There's no spiritual training.
我记得我初到美国来的时候。
I remember when I first came to the United States.
有一对美国的夫妇。
They were an American couple.
他也有好几个孩子。
They had several many children.
但是这个太太，她总是每一周。要找机会与每一个孩子个人。
Now this wife, every week she would find an opportunity to speak to every one of her children.
带他们到主的面前。
And brought them to the Lord.
所以到结果没有一个孩子不爱。
So at the end, none of these children did not love the Lord.
这个实在是我们今天极大的缺陷。
So this is really a lacking today.
但是什么叫做做神的工呢？
But what is it to work the work of God?
在我刚刚得救之后就大发热心。
You know, when I was saved, then I was very fervent.
在学校里面就组织 所谓祷告聚会啊，讲道聚会啊。
In the school, I organize prayer meetings, I organize message meetings.
并且组织布道团呢、啊，到乡下去布道。
And I also organize a missionary group to go out to the countryside to preach the gospel.
我们都为病人祷告。
And now we pray for the sick.
我记得有一次有一个人病了。
I remember once one person was sick.
我们大家进去替他祷告。
And many of us went in to pray for him.
其实他已经死
了。Actually, he was dead.
但是我们大家手放在头上、脚上啊，拼命为他祷告。
But we put our hands on his head, his feet, and we prayed for him fervently.
他是生很厉害的传染病死的。
And he actually died of a very contagious disease.
但是我们那个时候什么都不管了。
But we cared for nothing.
就是热心了。
And we just fervent, just the zeal, zealous.
感谢主，他没有复活。
We thank the Lord, he did not revive.
否则的话，我们都要骄傲到天上去。
Otherwise, we will be very, very proud.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那是糊涂热心啊。
And this is being zealous with no knowledge.
好像要为主做一些事情。
As if we want to do something for the Lord.
但是怎么做呢？
But how do we do?
也不问什么是主的旨意。
We did not ask what was the will of the Lord.
遗传告诉我们什么是对的，我们就去做。
Tradition tells us what is right, and we do exactly that.
同时都是靠着自己的力量。
And also it's according to our own effort.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个不认算是做神的工
This is not to work the work of God.
因为做神的工有一个基本的原则
Because to work the work of God, there is one basic principle.
信神所差来的这是神的工
To believe in the one who God sent, that is the work of God.
换一句话说
In another word,
所有我们的所谓的侍奉
and all the so-called service
必须是从信而来的
must start from faith, from believing
就是说不是出于我们自己
it is to say that it's not out of ourselves
不是靠我们自己的聪明
it's not according to our own wisdom
不是靠我们自己的口才
not according to our own eloquence
不是靠我们自己的能力
Not according to our own ability.
所以撒迦利亚书第四章告诉我们
So Zechariah chapter 4 tells us
不在乎我们的才能
Not by might
不在我们的势力
Nor by power
是靠主的灵方能成
But by the Spirit of the Lord
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
在我们一切的侍奉上
In all our services
如果不是靠主的灵，这一切的侍奉都是徒然。
If it is not by the Spirit of the Lord, all our service is just empty.
所以严格地说来
，So strictly speaking，
神的工